Tanya is in Perek Lamed Ches, chapter 38, on page 100, or on the bottom number, 184. We're saying that although, in terms of the revelation, or the concealment of godliness in creation, all of creation is equal, whether it's the body of the creature or the nefesh of the creature, godliness comes to them through concealment. On the other hand, there is a difference, and a great difference, in terms of the expansion of godliness in the various creations from one extreme to another. On top of the page 100, second line from the top. Ki b'guf ha-gashmi v'ha-deimim mamish ka'avonim v'ofol, because in the body of the physical item, physical creature, the inorganic, for example, as stones and sand, the light that comes to it is very contracted, very diminished, unlike anything else, the greatest contraction of all, and therefore the life that it has is so minimal, to where it doesn't have even the power of growth. It doesn't grow at all. Whereas in a plant, there the godliness is not as contracted, it is not as diminished, and therefore it does have the ability to grow, which is a somewhat metaphysical thing, something a little bit more godly than the stone or the sand that has absolutely nothing but physical existence. The derech klal, generally speaking, nechlokes la'arba madreges, all the creation of this world is divided into four levels, deimim tzemeach, chai medaber, the inorganic, the vegetable, the living, and the speaking, and the human, which are keneged dalid acas, they correspond to the four letters of Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, of God's name, Hashem or Havaya, which is made up of four letters, Shemimenu Mushpoyim. It is from these four letters that these four levels of existence derive, and that's why there are four different levels. And just as there is no comparison at all in the light or the godliness that is drawn to the daimen, the inorganic, the vegetable, there's no comparison between those two and the godliness or the light that exists within the living animal or the human being. Av shebekulon eid echad shove bebechinas hester ponim umelubash belevush echad bekulon. Although, when it comes to the degree of concealment, here they are all equal. The hester ponim is equal in all of them, and they are all clothed in a garment and receive their life through the garment. Shehu levush nega, which is the garment of the klipa of nega, in the same way, when it comes to the mitzvahs and the kavana of the mitzvah, there is no comparison at all between the godliness that is expanded, the expansion of godliness in the act of the mitzvah, as it is in the kavana of the mitzvah. Kach ein erech v'dimyon klal, in the same way, there is no comparison at all bein ha'oras v'hamshochas erin sev baruch hu, in the godliness that is expanded and present in the mitzvah. Shehu pnimius v'tzeinayis baruch b'li hester ponim, which is God's inner will, and therefore there is no concealment for it. And there's no levush klal, there's no garment to hide it at all, but it is different from that which is present and exists in the kavan of the mitzvah. Hameido melubeshes b'mitzvahs ma'asiyos mamosh, the godliness that is revealed, that illuminates, and that is clothed in the act of a mitzvah, The same is true also with those mitzvahs that are performed through speech and through the movement of the lips. Beli kavano, without kavano, shehu nechshav kemaisa mamish kanal, because the movement of the lips is also considered an act, so the godliness that is there in the act of the mitzvah, or in the speaking of the mitzvah, which is also an act, is not comparable at all, legabi ha'orev ha'amshochas eirin seif baruch hu, compared to the godliness that is drawn down, hameiro melubeshes bekavanas hamitzvah maisiyes, that illuminates and is clothed in the kavana of the act of mitzvah. In other words, the kavana in the act of the mitzvah, shehaodam miskaven ba'asiyoson, when a person intends, has the kavana during the act of the mitzvah, kedei ledavka beyizbarich al yedei kiyum ritzenei, that he wants, his kavana in the mitzvah is, that he wants to cleave to God through the act of the mitzvah, because if he doesn't have the act of the mitzvah, then there's nothing godly there at all. But here he's having the kavana in addition to the mitzvah. And the kavana is the reason for the mitzvah. His reason is that he wants to cleave to God. Shehu ritzeinei echod. How is it that one cleaves to God through a mitzvah? Because the mitzvah is God's will, and he and his will are one. Chaim bekavana satfila v'krishma b'cheseha. The same also in the kavana of the speech mitzvahs. The davening, the kishma, and the brachis, the shar brachis, and other brachis as well. Shebe kavanose bahen, that when he has kavana in them, middabik machshafte v'sichle beyizbarech, there he is attaching his mind and his seichel to God, which is a greater expansion of godliness than the expansion of godliness in the act of the mitzvah alone, which is limited to those parts of the person that are necessary for the act, but not beyond that. So although in all mitzvahs, in all matters of godliness, the kavana and the act are equally revealed godliness, there's no concealment there at all, in each case, godliness is obvious. When you see someone doing a mitzvah, you see godliness. When you hear someone's kavana in a mitzvah, you're hearing godliness. Godliness is not concealed at all. On the other hand, when you see someone doing a mitzvah, you see godliness, but you see godliness limited to an act and to those parts of the nefesh that engage in the act. Whereas when you see a kavana and a mitzvah in the mitzvah, then the godliness is equally revealed, but what you're seeing is godliness in an expanded state. Godliness on the level of action, godliness on the level of kavana, godliness on the level of seichel, godliness is more present, although equally revealed, more present than in the act alone. In the Hayem Yem for Dalet Nisan, the fourth day of Nisan, the Rebbe says that Avedas Balei Asakim, the Aveda of the worker, a person involved in business, can be divided into two main branches. One is Aveda with himself, working on himself, and that is that while he is involved in his business, there are free moments. For example, when he's sitting in the store, he uses those free moments to learn a Mishnah of Mishnayos or a Perek of Tanya. And he should have always something in Torah, some part of Torah, as a Chumash, a Mishnayos, a Tilim, a Tanya, that he should know by heart, so that he can go over it when he's walking in the streets or during those free moments when he doesn't have a sefer with him. The second branch, the second type of Aveda, is Aveda im Zulasi, working on other people. That when you're speaking to somebody in business affairs, he should turn the conversation, direct the conversation, so that he brings it around to some meaningful and enlightening story, and to find some reason or some excuse to encourage the person he's talking that he should find time to sit and learn and things of that sort.